Hi, I'm Christian McBride, and this is Piano Jazz. I'm sitting in this week for Mary McPartland, and my guest today is a hot young pianist named Christian Sands. He's one of the rising stars in our business with an amazing technique and a natural sense of swing. Now, looking at your bio, I saw you were born in 1989.
I was, yeah.
I was actually working already on the road when you were born. I can say that without being ashamed and having someone tell me, oh, you're not that old. Look at you. You're sitting on this piano as the featured guest on the show. Yeah, I did Tearing It Up. I've been following you. And here I am playing with Bobby Watson, and you were just a month old. Wow. Isn't that something? Man, I got to say, I listened to your most recent recording with Lewis Hayes and Ugano Okegwo, yep. Mm-hmm. Craig Handy, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're doing
much.
Such marvelous work. Now, where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and then we moved out to Orange, which is a couple of minutes away, so still in Connecticut.
Right. And many people, unfortunately, don't think of Connecticut as this haven for jazz, but it is a big-time haven for jazz.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, Jazz Fest, there's clubs popping up now. Mm. Just big things are starting to happen.
Tell me how you got into this music.
Well, originally, I played classical piano. Mm-hmm. I started piano lessons when I was 3. And I started drifting over to jazz, as the story goes, you know, because I'm 3, so I really, you know, can't really remember. But my mom says that as I was taking Suzuki piano lessons, you know, yeah. I would start, you know, putting little ad-libs and riffs and stuff.
Oh,
and my teacher, you know, would say, don't do that. That's not what, right. you know, so-and-so intended. So eventually I asked my mom if I could do jazz piano. And she looked at me, you know, you want to do jazz? You how old? 6?
Awesome.
So I went to jazz piano at the age of 7.
Wow. That early you started taking jazz piano lessons.
Yeah.
What were some of the earliest recordings like you remember being turned on to that really?
The earliest recordings I remember, Kinda Blue, you know, mm-hmm. was always playing any Miles Davis record.
Right.
Grover Washington.
Ah, look out.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a big jazz guy. And yeah. He used to play piano in high school. And he loved, you know, jazz piano and saxophone. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so Grover Washington was his guy. You know, that was his cat.
Yeah.
And my mom always played gospel because she grew up in the church. And, you know, that's where her background was from. So it was between Grover Washington and Shirley Caesar.
Ooh!
So,
lots,
you know,
of soul in that household.
A whole lot.
This has been quite a theme with so many young pianists on the scene now, that thread of the church. And it seems that if you study all of the great pianists all the way back from, you know, James P. Johnson through Duke, through Thelonious Monk, to you, there's always been that connection with the church.
Yeah, I think it has a big part in jazz.
Yes.
I mean, I went down to my grandmother's church, she lives in Georgia, and there was a day where there was no piano and no, you know, drums, and no bass. And so all it was just feet stomping.
Right.
And clapping, you know, and all the ad-lib clappings and things like that, you know.
And singing, of course.
And when you think about that and you hear that and you feel that, and then you go to jazz and you hear the bass and the drums, they do the exact same thing.
Right. That's absolutely.
And so I think it's a big part of jazz today.
Yes.
And I utilize that a lot.
Yes, you do. Before we play this first song, I want to talk about a man who has been a big mentor and a big inspiration to both of us, and that's Dr. Billy Taylor.
Yes, Dr. B.
Talk about the first time you met him.
First time I met Dr. Billy Taylor, I was scared out of my mind.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I met him at this program in UMass Amherst called Jazz in July.
Yes.
A couple years back, and he was teaching piano up there, and he was running the program. And along with Frederick Tillis, and
sure,
he, you know, he taught the pianist, did master classes and things. So one day we were sitting in this little room, you know, it's about 6 or 7 pianists along with him. And then he's, okay, I want you to play something for me. And he just picked people out of the line.
Yeah.
you know, it scared me a little bit, but, you know, I had to be confident and play, you know, what my heart told me to play. And yeah. I played, and he looked at me, he said, okay, we have some work to do.
Yeah.
But he took me under his wing, and we've been best friends ever since.
What a gracious man he is.
Yes.
And I must give you 100 points because the first song that we're going to play was written by Dr. T, right?
Yes, it was.
The fact that you realize, because, see, I think Billy Taylor is one of these musicians who he's such a towering personality in the yes. music. People forget what a great pianist and yeah. composer he is.
I mean, he's just so dynamic yes. as a pianist and as a composer and just as a person. And so I'm very privileged to be studying and working with him.
Well, why don't we give a salute to Dr. Taylor and play a little Lonesome Lover?
All right, let's do it. It's a real pleasure to be able to play that piece because it's so sacred to him.
Yeah.
And he wrote it for his son who passed away.
Yeah.
And what happened was, as I was doing my my third CD, Rising, he produced it, and then he asked me if I want to record it. No one else has played that piece but him.
Right.
And he's very, you know, passionate about that piece, and he asked right. me to record it.
Yeah.
You know, that made me feel really special.
What are some of the things pianistically that he's shared with you specifically?
Oh, like what hasn't he shared?
Yeah.
It goes from, you know, as far as touch to sound to the way the instrument makes you feel as a being, as somebody playing it.
Yeah.
And he taught me the history of jazz and of the jazz piano. I mean, he used to hang with Art Tatum.
Yes.
And, you know, and Tatum passed things down to him.
Right.
And so Billy Taylor passed them down to me.
Yes.
And so I'm very privileged to have that.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job of holding and carrying that torch.
Thank you.
Speaking of Dr. Billy Taylor and Art Tatum, there's another Titan who I know who you had the opportunity to be with, and that's Oscar Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Please talk about how you two got together.
Well, I was a part of the Gibson and Baldwin Grammy Jazz Ensemble.
Yes.
A couple of years back, and it was a Salute to Jazz event, and they were honoring Oscar Peterson, Barry Harris, and Hank Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And what was supposed to happen was, you know, Hank was supposed to play some tunes, and then Barry Harris was supposed to play some tunes, and myself and another pianist were supposed to play some tunes for Oscar Peterson because he was in a wheelchair and he right. said that he wasn't going to play. So, you know, Hank did his thing, Barry Harris did his thing, and what was supposed to happen was I was supposed to play Kelly's Blues.
Yeah.
And Hank Jones was supposed to sit at the other piano and take a solo. Well, after my, like, second chorus, take yeah. a solo, and I was supposed to leave off stage, and Barry Harris was supposed to sit at the other piano.
Yeah.
And so right in the middle of my, I guess it was second chorus, I hear some applause, and so I'm thinking it's for me, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing a pretty good job. And then all of a sudden, you know, I hear a chord, and then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I don't remember playing that chord. And then I hear another chord, and I look up, and it's Oscar Peterson sitting at the other piano saying, go. And so we played for...
Your heart must have dropped.
It sure did. Playing his tune
yeah.
with him. Time just froze. It seemed like we played forever.
Yeah. How about playing another tune for us?
All right.
I see you have Hallelujah Get Happy down
yes.
there.
Yes. That's one of my favorite tunes, and I'll be glad to play that.
Right on. Get on down. Speaking of Oscar Peterson, I had the great opportunity to play with Ray Brown, Oscar Peterson's counterpart for many years, and I wrote an arrangement of Get Happy for our super bass group.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound nothing like that, my man. Now, it's time for us to play a tune together.
Yeah, let's do something.
How about some rhythm changes?
All right.
You know, it's funny because I would hear guys, you know, say, you know, they want to play Olio or something like that. And they say, yeah, you know, rhythm changes. I'll go, what are rhythm changes?
Yeah, you know, right? I'm the same way.
He said, you know, I got rhythm. I'm going, well, still don't get it. He said, I got rhythm. The chord changes to I got rhythm. Rhythm changes. I'm like, oh, okay. I'd been playing rhythm changes for about 15 years.
Right, and now you made the connection, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the source and play I Got Rhythm.
Yes.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.